Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting second. The center fielder, Joe Nasek. Batting third. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting sixth. The catcher, Earl Batty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jerry Kindle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mudcat Grant. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mudcat Grant. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Danny Cater. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. And now, play ball. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford strikes out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Twins. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is called out on strikes. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Skowron settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant strikes out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 0 for 1 in the game. Nasek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McCraw. Nasek reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive towards short. Verhals reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 0 for 1 in the game. Batty hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cater. Batty reaches second base with a double. Killebrew moves to third. Bob Locker now pitching. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins is walked intentionally. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Killebrew tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Twins. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 1 in the game. Grant hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0 for 2 in the game. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Nasek strikes out. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to second for the out. Ward moves to third. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. There goes McCraw. The throw from Batty to second, and McCraw is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Locker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Ward. Allison moves to second. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Bob Locker. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a fly ball into center field. Nasek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0 for 2 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Martin moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kindle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to third. Cater moves to second. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Killebrew scoops it up and throws to first, with Grant covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kindle strikes out. One out. Mudcat Grant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grant is 0 for 2 in the game. Grant hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ward. The throw from Batty and he is out, Verhals applying the tag. One out. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up towards short. Verhals settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Nasek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nasek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Nasek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grant fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Weiss pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Allison strikes out. One out. Earl Batty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batty is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Batty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Rollins hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-0, Twins. Jerry Kindle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kindle is 0-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Kindle hits a fly ball into left field. Cater settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-3 in the game. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-3 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-3 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Ward hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.